They no longer meet in a tent. But in Afghanistan, the gathering of tribal elders to consult on major decisions is a tradition with deep historical roots.
In Europe and the United States, reaching out to the public for their opinion is called a referendum. In Afghanistan, we have a tribal system, so we use the loya jirga as a form of referendum. This is our tradition.
President Hamid Karzai called the loya jirga to gather a national consensus on a bilateral security agreement with the United States. The deal could see U.S. troops in Afghanistan for another 10 years or longer. Split into some 50 committees, these tribal elders, legal experts, religious scholars, women, and elected leaders are debating the points of the agreement. Some analysts say the aim of this jirga is to give Mr. Karzai political cover for a decision that could open him up to charges that he is allowing foreign infidel troops to remain, says analyst Kate Clark.
It's drama. It's political drama. It's a way of spreading the responsibility for a difficult, politically sensitive decision. But it's nothing else.
One of the more contentious points is whether to allow U.S. forces and personnel who remain in Afghanistan the right to be tried in the United States rather than in Afghan courts. While its opinion holds a lot of weight, it is Afghanistan's nationally elected parliament that holds the final vote on the security pact.
For the country, the decisions made by a parliament are more important than those of a jirga, where participants from the provinces are selected to take part.
The jirga is taking place under heavy security measures in Kabul after militants threatened to attack the meeting. The 2,500 members are to give their final opinion on the multi-page security document to Mr. Karzai on Sunday. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.